Queen Elizabeth II by Sarah Bradford. Read by Phillida Nash. Chapter 1. Hyde Park Corner. The 6th of February 1952. Princess Elizabeth became Queen Elizabeth II as she perched in the branches of a tree. She was at Treetops Hotel in Kenya, peering intently at the wild animals enjoying the waterhole below, quite unaware that thousands of miles to the north, sometime in the early hours of a cold, dark morning, her father, King George VI, had died silently in his sleep of a thrombosis at his red brick and stone country house, Sandringham, in Norfolk. He had been found dead at 7:30 a.m. by his valet, James MacDonald, when he drew back the curtains and went to place the King's early morning tea tray by his bed. Hyde Park Corner, last night. Go and tell the Prime Minister. At 8:45 a.m. in London, the voice of the King's private secretary came down the line to his assistant private secretary, Edward Ford, using a prearranged code for the death of the King. "I found old Winston in bed," Ford recalled, "about 9 in the morning. There was a scatter of papers all over the bed, a chewed cigar and a green candle beside to relight it, because it was always going out. I said, 'I've got bad news, Prime Minister. The King died last night.' 'Bad?' said Winston. 'The worst.' And there was a sort of awful flurry and flop and papers going everywhere. He was preparing a speech on foreign affairs for the House of Commons, and he just threw away the papers. 'How unimportant these matters seem,' he said. 'Our chief is dead.'